huge week with Tanya and Steve, one in which Steve finally learnt Tanya's real age with the help of an iPhone.
Siri, how old am I?
We'll find out the shocking answer soon. But first, let's see if Steve's a cool new age dad. Let's do a little test.
Dad 2.0.
What?
This is what they're calling it, the modern dad. The talents that you have to have mastered in order to be called a modern dad.
Oh, here we go.
Do you want to be put through the test?
Okie doke.
Okay, firing up the barbecue.
Yep.
Untying difficult knots.
Yep, come on.
Playing make-believe. He does that every day. Pretends to actually have a job.
Tanya?
Yeah.
You're asking the questions.
Okay, sorry.
And I do the answers.
Alrighty.
But your answer's correct anyway.
This week, Steve told Tanya a story about Miss America pageants, who are now ditching the swimsuit sections and no longer judging contestants on their looks. The guys reckon this is political correctness gone mad.
You can't have it both ways. It's either a beauty contest and you have bikinis and swimsuits, or it's about someone that's got something to offer the world, blah, blah, blah. I don't think you can have a foot in both camps.
It's almost like, well, you're not allowed to be beautiful anymore.
You can be beautiful. Look at me.
You know what I love about that the most?
What?
That you laughed harder than me. Because I could have got into a hell of a lot of trouble then.
Look at me.
It feels like the end of an era with the Blues winning game one of the 2018 Origin Series. But before Wednesday's game, Tanya and Steve spoke to Queenslander Billy Moore about the first time he played Origin.
What was your introduction? We're talking about young people playing Origin. What was yours?
I said to my mum and dad then at 9, I wanted to play Origin. And I got the opportunity when I was 20, and my first roomie was the late, great Peter Jackson. You would not meet a more passionate Queenslander. And Jacko's walked up behind me and he said, "Welcome to the Maroon family. Next Wednesday night, you go ahead and prove you belong." And I said, Jacko, I'm pumped. I said, let's go train for Queensland. Let's go do this for Queensland. He goes, "Train. We don't train." So what do? He goes, "We go to the pub."
Oh, how times have changed. Because from all reports, the New South Wales camp this year resembled a yoga den. And Tanya and Steve wanted to get the inside scoop with Blues assistant coach, Danny Badiris.
Well, look, we're hearing a lot about how different things are being run in camp with Freddie. So how are you with Downward Dog now?
I'm very good. I've always been good at the Downward Dog. There's a lot of things going on there.
It was different when Beds used to do it. It's now yoga.
It's a breakfast program.
Hey, last week, Steve heard about Tanya's love for Tom Jones. But her dreams and love was quickly shattered this week after Steve and a news story uncovered the truth about love rat Tom.
You know what I love about him? Until his wife passed, he was faithful all those years for all those undie-tossing women through his career.
Oh, really?
That's he remained faithful to her. Then I open up today's paper. The illegitimate son of legendary singer Tom Jones has been uncovered singing his father's hits at a homeless busker in New Jersey.
What?
Yes.
What's that, Tanya? I don't believe it. He and his wife had a deal. She said, "You play out all you like. Just don't tell me about it."
Oh.
And because he was away all the time.
I'm devastated. I thought he was faithful.
I know. That's why I didn't say anything.
Oh.
I didn't want to break that bubble.
I'm still reeling from the news, though, that he fiddled around.
Yeah.
Tom Jones is a...
You know what you are. Sex bomb. Sex bomb.
That's true. That's true. And at this point in time, I so wish he'd had a better term than fiddled around.
So I've got an Apple Watch. One that you can make phone calls, send texts, emails, do a lot of cool kind of things with it. And Tanya and Steve, they're always giving me grief about it. They call me a real... Well, I can't really say what they call me.
Do you ever feel compelled to go, "Missed it by that much"?
Okay, Tanya, you know the other day when I didn't pull you up about Tom Jones? I am going to pull you up now.
That's Maxwell Smart.
That was Dick Tracy that talked into his phone. Maxwell talked into his shoe.
Oh.
So, no, Dick Tracy, calling Dick Tracy, talks into his phone.
Okay.
But good Maxwell Smart.
Thanks. Yeah, great Maxwell Smart.
If only we had an Apple shoe. Just going out today to buy my eye shoe.
Missed it by that much.
And finally, let's finish by finding out how old Tanya really is. Because it was only a year ago that she admitted this to Steve.
I don't even know anymore. I've told so many lies.
I'm positive she doesn't.
I think I'm 29. Am I the same age as you, Rose?
Yeah, we're 30.
We're 31.
But hey, this week, Tanya found a way to remember her age and she revealed it to all of us.
Hey Siri, how old am I?
You're 38, but you don't look a day over 29.
Can you believe that?
Actually, no.
Every time I ask, that's what Siri says.
You've actually forgotten how old you are because you had to Google it. You had to go, Siri, honestly, I've been lying for so long now I can't remember.
It was a bit of that.
I'll tell you what, it's only 6 degrees separation from mirror, mirror on the wall, isn't it?
Have you got Siri on your phone?
No, don't, not today, mate. Well, because you know with my voice it'll come back, you're 72, but you only look 71.
And that was Risey's Rewind.
Deposit with Simmons Homes before June 30 for a Colourbond roof upgrade. For details, check out simmons.com.au.
KOFM's Tanya and Steve for breakfast.